Just something small related to the Parsha also, Parsha's Vayira. Sfar Maklishim tell us that Vayira is this man where the Oiris of Rosh Hashanah come back. Since both Kriyas of Rosh Hashanah come from Parsha's Vayira, so that or Hashem Oiri of Rosh Hashanah is Niskale and Parsha's Vayira to bring Tzibcha by Tzadikim. So how it relates to Puravu and Tanyanam, which we're dealing with. So we know that every day of the year corresponds to a mitzvah. Mitzvah deraisa, leisa sein, anasei. Zohar Kodesh tells us that. So the Sfasemes tells us in other tzaddikim that Yom Kippur corresponds to Bris Milah. Trying to be mekitzer a little bit. So that corresponds to Bris Milah. So I was thinking perhaps that Rosh Hashanah corresponds to Puravu. Because in order to do the mitzvah Bris Milah, you have to have a child first. And of course, we know that Bris Milah is 8 days after the Leda. And Yom Kippur is considered to be the 8th day after Rosh Hashanah. The first 3 days of Rosh Hashanah, and then 8 days later, which is like the Malam and Atevi, you come at Yom Kippur. Of course, the whole Inyan of Milah is shaykh to Tala'os Alavo. Every single person has a chayat in Olam Haba. So it could be that Rosh Hashanah corresponds to Purvu. And the reason why that is because Be'etzem, Rosh Hashanah is a day for all of creation. And as soon as Adam was created, the very first mitzvah he was given was Puravu. So we know that Adam was created on Rosh Hashanah, and he was given the mitzvah Puravu. So this is Chayze Chalila every single year, that in Rosh Hashanah, when a person becomes a Nivra, Hashem says to him Puravu. Now Puravu, of course, doesn't just mean to reproduce, to have children. It means, Taldosem Shal Tzadikim, Tayur Ma'asim Tzayvim, that a person is asked to produce. Atapoyked Kla Yitzurei Kedem means that you instruct, you give new orders for people to produce this year. So Rosh Hashanah is the mitzvah, is the day which is connected to the mitzvah Purva. Of course, Adam had children on this day. Right? Rashi learns that Cain and Hevel were born before the Chait. So you can't really bring a raya from Adam. Pashas, the Gemara doesn't bring a raya from Cain and Hevel. We only have from Moshe, from Shemiz Barach, Zach and Akeva. Probably because he had Cain and Hevel, but he had girls too. We know that they were each born with twins. Can't really bring a raya either way. But he fulfilled the mitzvah on that day. That was his mitzvah, Purvu. He was kind of the mitzvah. I guess it would explain why it is that there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And it's a Yom HaRichta because 2 days is connected to two children that one has to have. And it's Yom HaRichta because you can't be Mekayim one without the other. You need two. So it's really two, which is really one. So the two of Rosh Hashanah is built in a way that the day itself corresponds to the mahus of the mitzvah. Of course, we make simanim for this. We have dagim on Rosh Hashanah. We say nifrev and nirbek dagim. So we're making an inyan in the inyan of Puravu because it's shaykh to the day. Even in the Kriya, we read about the Leida of Yitzchak, the birth of Yitzchak, and we also read about the birth of Shmuel. Right? You're reading about the birth of the children who are born to. That's in the Torah and the Haftar. So this is connected, Shitas Beis Shammai, which is a Leida of two Zecharim, of Yitzchak and of Shmuel. Ayvim Toimah, we pass on like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. But we know that the whole Zman of Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaNoraim correspond to the Sphira, to the Mid of Gvuros. And Gvuros is the Inyan of Beis Shammai, as opposed to Hillel, which is Mitzad Chesed. And in fact, the Asa Levo, the Halacha is like Shammai. B'Gvuros Yei Sheimino, the Sfarim say. But the Asa Levo, B'Gvuros, it's going to be B'Gvuros, Halacha will be B'Shammai L'Asa Levo. Since the whole Kufa is Shaykh to the Asa Levo, and to the whole Inyan of Gvuros, Memela, what comes out, what is born out of the parasha, which is the Leida of Yitzchak and Shmuel, corresponds to Davka to Shitas Beis Shammai. Now the whole Inyan of Rosh Hashanah is a diyun, the Sfar Maklishim tell us, not just on a personal level for each and every person, but in the higher places, it's a diyun between Bnei Yisrael and the Ummah Sa'ilam. That every single year there's a kitchuk against creation of man, which is Adam, which is Bnei Yisrael. Every year there's a kitchuk against Hashem Yisbarach. Why are you choosing this nation? Every single year you choose them, and every single year they fail you. They haven't fulfilled their tachlis in this world. So the Ummah Sa'ilam, they want in. They say to Hashem Yisbarach, choose us instead of Bnei Yisrael. So just to speak a little bit about the Shofar, what the whole Inyan of the Shofar is, we know the Gemara learns out the whole Inyan of the Tkiyah is from Eim Sisra. It's a very interesting place to learn out. The Genucha Yavavi, why are we learning it out from Eim Sisra? What's going on here? The Gemara is telling us is that Eim Sisra is a cry that the Ummah Sa'ilam have, that they say to Hashem Yisbarach, let us in. We also want to be your people, either to replace Bnei Yisrael or also to be together with Bnei Yisrael. But Aim Sisra is the cry of the mother Kivyachol of the Sitra Achra of the Umas Ha'olam, begging Hashem Yisbarach to be let in. With that being said, we'll have to find out how we use the shofar to our advantage on Rosh Hashanah. But for that reason, the Kriya Satayra in this week's parasha, which is the Kriya for Rosh Hashanah, is shaykh to the answer that Hashem Yisbarach gives to the Aim Sisra. What do we read about? So we read about Hashem Pakar as Zara, as Sarah, and we also read about the Akedah. And Hashem Pakar as Sarah, although we highlight the fact that she had a lady on that day, which is of course the whole Indian of the birth, which we spoke about before, in that parsha we also have the whole Indian, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals that he's choosing Yitzchak and he's being Madche Yishmael. So what does the Torah say? So Hashem has, Sarah has a half minute to expel Yishmael, and Avram's not so happy with that. So what does Hashem say? Sarah says to Avram, Lo yirash ben ha'am ha'zayis im b'niyim Yitzchak. He has no chelik with Yitzchak. And Avram's not so happy, but Hashem says, listen to her, listen to call Sarah, to call the Ruach HaKadosh Shabba, to choose Yitzchak and to be madcha Yishmael. And one of the reasons why we read this, on top of that, because we have a remiss to the Kol Shofar as well, because the Torah tells us, Vatisa is koila vateifch, that Hagar that she cried. This is the cry which is the bechin of Im Sisra, where she's saying, let Yishmael in. Why do you have to be madcha Yishmael? But alfal pichin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not makabel Yishmael. Although he's makabel him a little bit, Hashem says, and we read in the Kriya, Hashem tells Avram, ki bi Yitzchak ikara lecha zara, and about Yishmael, l'goy godol asimenu, he'll also become okay because he's from you. But we see in the Kriya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that he's choosing Yitzchak and he's being madcha Yishmael. And the same thing happens also when we read about the Akedah in Rosh Hashanah, which is the other Kriya. By the Akedah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Avram to be makavitz Yitzchak. And as soon as he tells Avram who's going to be, so Avram has a havamina, his love for Yishmael, right? Kach es bincha, es yichitcha, asher hafta, maybe Yishmael, maybe Yishmael. No, it's Yitzchak. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is choosing Yitzchak, but he said it in a way that he was being boicher b'Yitzchak and he was being madcha Yishmael. And we see that in practice, because as soon as HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Avram a little glimpse of Har HaBayis, Har Maria, he says, Yitzchak, you see what I can see? He says, yeah, I see it. Okay, so you're coming with me. And the rest of you, shvu lachem poi machamor. He's comparing Yishmael to Chamor. Right here, he's comparing him to Chamor. And that's the Kriya. Why? To show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing out from the whole Ma'aseh HaKedah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Baicha B'Yitzchak and is Madcha Yishmael. So therefore, you have in Rosh Hashanah, you have the Kolos of Aim Sisra, which is saying, choose me, take from me, I'm also not so bad. But the whole Kriya of Rosh Hashanah, which is a Hakdama to Kiyah Shofar, is first of all the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Baicha B'Yitzchak and he doesn't want Yishmael. Yishmael is upset. For this yisoid, in Parshas Ki Seitzeh, which is of course read at the time of year in Elul, which is a Hakdama to Rosh Hashanah, we have a whole sugi here. In the second sugi on Ki Seitzeh, the Torah tells us that if you have a man has two wives, right, an achas ahuva v'achas asnua, and so he wants to give the bechayra to the ahuva, the Torah says you have to give it to the true bechayra, which is the child of the snua. So the Baal HaTorim brings a medrash. The medrash reads as follows. It says like this. Le'ish, right? Who is this ish who's having these children? Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ahahuva, this is the umayis shemar lahem panim. Hashem looks like he favors them. So the child of the Ahuva is the umas ha'ila. And who's the snua? This is B'nai Yisrael because he's master lahem panim. And the Torah paskins b'yom hanchilu esbonav. When it comes that day la'asilavo, who is chosen la'yivakir ki'im b'ni b'char Yisrael. So the Medrash understands in Pnimius the whole meaning here of the two children, which are being born to this father. Like we said before, it's a diyun between b'nei Yisrael and umas ha'il. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paskins in the Torah that on that day where he has to choose between B'nai Yisrael and the Umas Ha'olam, that day, la'asalavayin, that you have to choose the snua, not the ahuva. And we read that as a hakdama to Rosh Hashanah, because the whole inyan of Rosh Hashanah is based on this tiny parsha in Parshas Ki Tzeitzit, which we overlook, which is not Sola Maisa, but in here is Nignaz, the entire Yisoid of all of Rosh Hashanah. That day, La'asalava, which he's speaking about, is Yom Kippur. Of course, we know Yom Kippur is Ein Bo Achila, Ein Bo Shtiyah, it's Mamish Me'ein La'asalava. Yom Kippur is the day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that although on Rosh Hashanah was a day for all Umas Ha'olam, it was a big Dion, B'nai Yisrael, all of creation was included in that Dion. It's a Klaliyistik day. Yom Kippur is only a day between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and B'nai Yisrael. It's that day of Dveikus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing that I'm choosing B'nai Yisrael, and that's why it's the highest Simcha of the entire. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each year, we're in that Sakana Rosh Hashanah, Halalu v'halalu, who's going to be? HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows the Amech Kula Tzadikim on Yom Kippurim. That's the psak of Lo Yivakeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is choosing, he's choosing to give the Bechara to B'nai Yisrael every single year. I once saw, I forget where it was, and maybe you'll remind me if you've seen this as well, regarding the Takana of Rabbeinu Gershon and the premise of the Takana. So the whole Indian Rabbeinu Gershon, of course, it's very lemaisa. Not that we really have havaminis of taking more than one wife, that has a lot to do with the whole, as Rav Kook would call it, patchut ha'olam, how the world has evolved, continues to evolve. But he's called Rabbeinu Gershon Ma'or HaGoyla. Ma'or HaGoyla is a very prestigious title to Ma'or HaGoyla. For these takanas, he's called the Ma'or HaGoyla. He was much, much bigger than the Rif in the Ramban, that he's called the Ma'or HaGoyla. So the Sfarim say like this, the reason why he's called Ma'or HaGoyla is because it's all a dugma, lamata, for something much bigger, lamala. Because we know that every single person is a tzelem elokim, and if he could choose two wives, al pi Torah, which is allowed, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol can choose also two nations. And the fact that he paskin that an ish can't take more than one wife, paskins in the Beis Din Shamala that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is only boicher by Israel, and he's not boicher by anybody else. The eagle says it? Thank you. So that bechira that Hashem Yisbarach takes in B'nai Yisrael, and he's matcha all the Umas Ha'olam, comes into a psak halacha through Rabbeinu Gershon. Through Rabbeinu Gershon. Now this is a very big or, to be megal that Indian into the world. Like the Gemara says about Moshe Rabbeinu, reading a brachos, he says, v'niflinu aniv yamecha, right? That you shouldn't be mashish chinas on Umas Ha'olam. So that tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu is in some way, and we know every single tzaddik, the Asalavo, in all generations, Bechina Moshe, that tefillah of Moshe, which we know that Be'etchana, he was following many, many tefillahs, which are all going to be answered over the course of all generations, Pashtulisha, the Moshe, B'chol Devadar. So that tefillah of Nefninu, Aniv Yamecha, was Nana through Rabbeinu Gershon Ma'or HaGoyla. He was Megala, that great light. So therefore, what Yom Kippur represents is this Indian that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Baruch Hu Yisrael in a way of Dveikus, V'dovak b'ishto, which I hope to speak about next week, the Siyata D'Shemaya. And V'dovak b'ishto means that it's a madriga of ishos where you're dovak in something and there's no room for anybody else. That's called V'dovak b'ishto. There's no room. So that aura of Dveikus b'isha, he was megala that great light. Now, however, there is a caveat. There is a way out, which, according to most poskim, Rabbeinu Gershon himself is misakin through, we know, Meir Rabbanim, the Gimel Aratzas, Megibel Kehilas. So it seems as follows. The whole union of the Shofar, we said before, was what? The whole union of the Shofar was Aim Sisra was saying, let me in, let me in, I want to be part of this also. And we're mad, we say, no, Hashem only takes B'nai Yisrael and nobody else. However, we take the Shofar and we use it for our own good. And the reason why is because there are many neshamas in Klal Yisrael which have fallen to the hands of the Umas Ha'olam, which are called the Geirim. And we know that the whole Indian of Geirim, the whole Indian of Golus, that Rizal touches the Gemara, the only reason why we have a Golus to be Megayer Geirim means because there are Nehelik and neshamas in the hands of the Umas Ha'olam, we need to bring them back. The whole Tachas is that. So Memela, what we do, and how we use the Kol Shofar, is that the Indian of the Kol Shofar is that we say to the Umas Ha'olam, we don't want you, which is your psoilus. We're not taking you as a nation. You have somebody in you, you have some people in you, some neshamas in you, which we taka need. And so the koilus which Im Sisa tries to be Baichel Lifnei Hashem Yisbarach and say, choose me, B'nai Yisrael uses that Kol Shofar from Rosh Hashanah to bring in fallen neshamas which really belong to us. And this really explains the Shaychus of the Parshas in Parshas Ki Seite, otherwise it's very manna. We go from Yifas Tayar into V'yom HaNchilu HaZbanov. What's the Shaykhis to Yifas Tayar and V'yom HaNchilu HaZbanov? So Chacham HaKadosh already tells us the whole parasha of Yitzayar is that when a Jew goes out to Melchama, which is like a Rosh Hashanah, he's supposed to bring back neshamas which belong. That's the Yifas Tayar. It's the fallen neshamas. So the fallen neshamas are what we want. And that goes into the parasha of Yom HaNechilo Hasbona, which is the whole deal in the Rosh Hashanah. It's for the Yifas Tayar, which is like Shofar, is the Targum of Eishes Yifas Tayar. It's called the Shofra. It's a Shofra. The whole ending of the Shofra is to bring back these fallen neshamas. What you see from here, though, is that the Shofar has a way of saying that even though Kodesh Baruch Hu was madbik himself with Bnei Yisrael, there's still a way that he can go into the Umas Olam and take which really belongs to him, to be Moisifan in a way where it's not to the exclusion of anybody but Bnei Yisrael, but to take back Chalakim of Bnei Yisrael which belong to us. So we know the very last mission, Rosh Hashanah tells us that the Seder Hatkiyas is what? It's Shalosh. Seder Kiyas, Shalosh Shal Shalosh Shalosh. Right? What's Shalosh Shalosh Shalosh? So Shalosh is Malchus Yisachonos and Shofros. Shel Shalosh, which is Tkiya true Tkiya, and three times. So Midrash you have nine kolos, right? So we know that Midrabanan, we have Mea kolos. Mea kolos. So if you take a look at this, you mamish have the tzur of the takon of Rabbi Negeshu Maragoyla. Because instead of having Shalosh, because there's no Malchus Yisachonos and Shofros here, so you have Mea. Because you're blowing much more than just Malchus Yisachonos and Shofros. So you have Mea Kolos, Shal Shalosh Shalosh, which is connected to the Tzur of the Takana, which is Mei Rabbanim, the Shalosh Aratzos, and Gimel Kehilos. Because the whole ending of the Shofar is what? Is that although there's a Dveikus which is taking place, and Rabbi Margolah says you can't let anybody else in, there's a way to let in through the Kol Shofar from Rosh Hashanah, which we use to our advantage to bring in those Neshamos, which represents the Kol Shofar at the end of Yom Kippur. But although there's a Dveikus which the Kodesh Baruch Hu established with Bnei Yisrael, the whole inyan of Mea, Shal Shalosh Shalosh, is in the Tzura of the whole Seder Hatkiyas Lamaisa, which we blow between Rosh Hashanah. It works very nicely also because the whole inyan of Mea is also Shaykh to Va'ata Yisrael Ma'ash Melakach Hashem Meimach. And we know, Chazal tell us, Al Tikri Ma El Mea. So anytime there's a Mea, it's going to be Shaykh to Rosh Hashanah. So we know that the Hamshach HaPasach says like this, He Im Liyira, Kim Lira, La Lachis Bidrachav, Ula Ahabalasom, Ula Dafkabo. So the Sfarim point down, there's a medrash like this along the lines of David Amalek has such a tainat Hashem. When it goes from Yira to Ava, it doesn't say Ula Ava. It says Lira, which is why we say Ki Im Lira, there's only Yira, but then there's also La Ava Ula Dafka. So you see that there's a type of Yira is the Iker, but there's a Yira which can bring to Ava, which can also bring to Dveik. So we know the Shofar is Shaykh to the Inyan of Yira. Hayitaka Shofar Ba'am Amalei Acharadu, the whole Indian of it's all the Yira. So mitzad the Yira of the Shofar has a koyach to bring back the neshamas, that those neshamas, when they hear the Shofar in the Umas Ha'olam, so they chap that Yira, and when they have that Yira, it awakens them to come back to Bnei Yisrael, and that's the secret of the Demei Tzkoilis. But it's a Yira which is grouped in an environment, in a tzura of Le Yira or Le Ava Le Dafka. Because if you just to be marach on this a little bit, is that in earlier times there was no concept of vidavak b'ishtal, like what Yoni pointed out the other day. That if you take a look back at the whole thing of Nayach, how they treated women, there was achas atashmesh or achas apurvu. There was no musuk bechlal of vidavak b'ishtal, and the rabbanon worked very hard for the takanas isha, which we'll talk about maybe next week. Shaktu chacham ma'takanas b'nas Yisrael. They worked very, very hard for takanas b'nas Yisrael. That's right. The whole inyan l'asa level. All the tzaddikim were working for the taivas to Isha because they were hurt very badly with the chayit of the marisham. They need a big tikkun. The old tikkun of the malchus. That's what we're all about. It's tikkun of malchus. So memela, there's the inyan of liyira, which is the inyan, the ikur inyan of the kol shayfer, which is the meyat kolos, but it's grouped in a way where it's shayach to the building of that yira that it's supposed to bring to an ava and to a dveikus, but that bringing together of that yira in that surah of dveikus. So this we can understand how it is that Rosh Hashanah brings into Yom Kippurim and how Yom Kippur now brings into Sukkot. Because the whole inyan of Rosh Hashanah is that we're calling out to all the Yiddish and Neshamas everywhere to come back. And the simcha of Yom Kippurim is that Dveikus that Hashem Yisbarach has with Bnei Yisrael, which is why Yom Kippur is the highest day of the year. And the whole inyan of the Sukkah, we know is Chag HaAsev, is to bring in all the Neshamas into the Sukkah. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us, you bring whoever you want into the Sukkah as long as it's not a goy. Because the whole inyan of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is to be madcha the goyim, but to bring back the neshamas which belong to us. Right? So that they should read through Shpiz and they should see who the Avos are. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's Chag HaAsaf, means that all the fallen Neshamas, which we bring back over the course of this time, the whole Simcha of Chag HaAsaf is to reunite them, with their Shayrish, which is Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov.